We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone, and today we are talking about all the things that make me feel normal during quarantine. This is a super requested topic on my Instagram when I asked you guys last week. My Instagram is at Tori Sterling if you guys want to follow that. I also pull a ton of ideas from the Facebook group, which is Manifest with Tori DeSimone. You guys can also check it out there. And this suggestion was also from Kim and Kelly on the Stride Effect podcast, which if you guys don't know, I am the host of the Stride Effect, which is a podcast that I do for Stride. And that comes out every Wednesday. So if you want two podcasts from me, you get this one on Mondays and Stride Effect on Wednesdays. I think you guys will love both. So go search for that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can listen. We are on there. So anyway, this is how I feel normal during quarantine. This is obviously a very weird time for all of us. I get into that a little bit in my last YouTube video that I posted last week. But it's true. This is a really weird time. Nothing feels normal. And it's kind of like sinking into finding a new normal. Now, while I've worked from home for the past 4 years, being trapped at home, I shouldn't say trapped, we're safe at home. Being not really allowed to go outside has made things a little different, but for the most part, a lot is the same for me because I'm used to working from home. So I feel like I have a lot of good tips for you guys. So we're going to get into that a little bit, but also just talk about products, like things that are making me feel pretty during this time and making me feel like a girl and making me feel really normal. It's just like these little things that help and, you know, little acts of self-love here and there that just really go a long way during this quarantine. I want to remind you guys that it will not last forever. So make the most of what you can do during it right now. And if you're having a bad day, it's okay. Know that not every day is going to be a bad day. The sun will rise again. The sun will always shine again. But if you are having good days in quarantine, that's amazing. And I hope they continue for you. Quarantine for me has been super powerful. I've been doing a ton for Stride and the direction that I want to take the business. And I'll get into this in a second, but it's been a really amazing opportunity for me to just stay home and bunker down on ideas and things that I've only ever dreamed of, but never really been able to contextualize because I haven't had the time. And I feel like I'm never going to get this time again. So I'm really trying to take full advantage of it. In the beginning, I was really uncertain of how long it would last. I was really discouraged and I was really unmotivated. But now that it's kind of becoming something that we have to get used to, I'm really taking full advantage of it. And I don't want to say I'm loving it, but I'm loving the time that I have to focus on all things Stride. So we'll get into all this in a little bit, but let's start off with the three things I'm grateful for, three things I'm manifesting, and the question this week. So number one, I'm recording this from my beach house in Sea Isle City, New Jersey, which is the first thing that I'm grateful for, which is this beautiful beach house. If you guys don't know, I am opening a second location of Stride Spin and Fitness, and that is going to be in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Now, the plan is to still open for Memorial Day weekend, but we are playing it by ear with everything going on and making sure that it is safe to open. If it is, we will, and if it's not, we'll play it by ear, but I'm not putting that on the universe. So in order for that to happen, we needed a house for all of the girls to live at. When I say girls, I mean spin instructors and my employees. So we need a house for them to live at. So we got a beach house and we settled on it on Monday, and it's Thursday when I'm recording this, so a week ago when you guys are listening, we settled on it. And yeah, I've been here ever since. I am loving it. It's so happy here. It's amazing to change the scenery during quarantine. That's definitely helped a ton. And it's helping me not go stir crazy. So loving that. And it's just a really new, happy environment. And it makes me really hopeful for what's to come. It gives me a light at the end of the tunnel during all of this. And that's, you know, a huge advice that I'd give to you guys is have a goal at the end of this and work towards it. But yeah, I'm really, really grateful that I'm in this beach house right now. And I'm really grateful that I'm with my parents, which actually brings me to my second thing, is that I'm grateful that I'm spending time with my family. Because I live not with my parents, I don't really get to spend a ton of time with them. Obviously, I can go hang out with them like whenever I want. I could go stay at their house if I wanted to, but I typically don't. So having us live in this beach house together this weekend has been super nice, and I just get to hang out with them and chill with them. And yeah, it's been really awesome, and I'm really grateful for that time. And the third thing is, I kind of already touched on this, but I'm really grateful for this time that I've been able to build a business that I've never had time to dream of. So I have, you know, all these dreams and things that I want to do, but when I sat down and actually wrote them out and wrote out like a business plan of everything I want to do, I came up with ideas I never even thought of before, and just a direction that I'm so excited to take the business in. So I'm really grateful for the time that I've been, granted because of this situation going on. And I'm really, really grateful for it. And it's doing amazing things. So yeah, I'm trusting the process of this quarantine and knowing that it's not gonna last forever and that things are gonna be lifted and yeah, everything's gonna be good again. So that's what I'm really grateful for, is the beach house, my family, and time to build a business. Let's talk about what I'm manifesting. Just like last week, I'm manifesting health for everybody. I want everyone to put out in the universe that they are healthy, that if maybe you are sick, that you are recovering. Whatever it is, in any state that you're currently in, I want you guys to be manifesting health for yourself and for all your loved ones and everyone around you and for the whole world. We're all in this together, and that's very comforting. So if we just manifest that everyone's healthy, maybe we'll actually all get healthy. You just got to believe it. Second thing I'm manifesting is a vaccine. Yes, I am getting very specific here, but I would love to have a vaccine. I think everyone would love to have a vaccine. So I'm absolutely manifesting a quick vaccine that is effective and will get the job done. So absolutely manifesting a vaccine. And the third thing that I am manifesting this week is a successful life and business. To kind of go along with what I was talking about a couple of minutes ago, how I have all this time to build a business that I am in love with and that I'm dreaming of, and you know, building upon Stride of like where I can take it to the next level and everything like that. It's really important to visualize yourself living the life that you're writing down and that you're planning. So I'm absolutely manifesting that life that I wrote in the business plan and everything for Stride. It's all Stride related. So I'm just really excited for the directions that Stride's going to be going in. And yeah, I'm absolutely manifesting that life for me and the business and the success of it. So that's what I'm manifesting. And the question I pulled from my Facebook group, that is Manifest with Tori Simone. If you guys want to join that, you just type that in on Facebook and it'll show up. The question is, what would you tell your past self? And I had to think about this one for a little bit because that is so broad. And like, what age? Like, am I telling my 2-year-old self something? Am I telling my 11-year-old self something? Like, what am I doing? So I kind of geared it towards my high school self. I would tell myself in high school to not stress about what other kids thought of me. And I would also tell myself to stay out of drama and just enjoy my high school years. I definitely wasn't too involved in drama, but I feel like everyone in high school has drama that they're involved in. And I just wish I just stayed out of it 100%. You know, a lot of my employees now that work the front desk at Stride are in high school, and they'll tell me like drama that's going on in high school. And I'm like, man, like I remember that. And my advice is always, like, it seems like your whole world at that time, but it's really minuscule and it doesn't matter at the end of the day. When you graduate high school, none of that stuff matters. Who you liked in high school, who you didn't like in high school, it doesn't matter. So I would tell myself to just let things go, roll things off my chest, and not care what other kids think, because all of those kids that, you know, made fun of my YouTube and thought it was so weird are the same kids in my DMs now trying to get me to promote something that they're doing. Or, you know, like, it doesn't matter in high school. And it feels when you're in high school like it does matter. And if you are in high school or college and you're listening to this and you're like, but it's different for me because of X, Y, and Z, I get that everyone's situation is different. But truly, once you graduate, it doesn't matter. No one's going to care in 5 years. No one's even going to care in 6 months. So let it go and enjoy your high school years. I would also tell myself that college for me didn't matter, but school was teaching me good work ethic. So I wish in that sense I took it a little bit more seriously. I feel like I've always had a good work ethic when it came to things that I liked. I had a part-time job in high school. I did really well in that because I really liked it. But, you know, doing homework and studying for tests, that kind of builds up a mental stamina that I wish I just had a stronger sense of right now for doing like longer projects. Like if I'm going to sit down on my computer for 4 hours and work on something, to me, that feels like a marathon. It feels like forever. But I feel like school really builds up that kind of mental stamina. And I wish I took that a little bit more seriously. I'm learning now and I've been learning for the past couple of years, but school definitely prepares you for that. The last thing I would tell myself is to not cry in 11th grade algebra when my algebra teacher told me that I couldn't retake a test. Yeah, that literally happened. I went up to his desk. I was like, I'm gonna fail if I don't get a good grade. Like, can I please retake it? And he said no. And I cried and I went to the nurse's office. And yeah, I cried at the nurse's office. And that was awful. But I did that. So yeah, I would tell myself not to cry because it literally doesn't matter. And I think I was fine. Like, I didn't need to cry about that. So I wish I would just tell myself in that moment to relax and not worry about it. So yeah, that's the question for this week. So, all right, we're going to take one quick ad break and then we're going to get into all the things that make me feel somewhat normal during this.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way.
Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bond Charge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Bond Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Bond Charge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. Let's kick things off with makeup. Let's bring back my makeup 101 roots. If you don't know what that is, you must be new here. Just kidding. I was on YouTube, and when I was on YouTube, I did a lot of makeup videos before I got into like fitness and just daily vlogs and stuff. Did a lot of makeup videos, tutorials, all that good jazz, and my username was makeup101. So I thought it was so creative, which it is. Anyway. All right, let's get into makeup. So this is all pertaining to quarantine stuff, okay? Not pre-quarantine when I would go out and hit the bars and hit the town and had a life, okay? No, this is quarantine, spending my days at home, what makes me feel normal. First thing for makeup, this might actually make no sense, but just listen to me on this one. Face tanner on my face. Just for color. So I will put on a moisturizer and then I will take Loving Tan face tanner for your body with a makeup brush, and I will put a very thin light layer on my face, and that just gives me color and it develops over like over the day, and it leaves me a little tan at night. Like normally I'll wash my face at the end of the day and it just all comes off on my face for the most part. But it's not as heavy as foundation. It doesn't look like a foundation. It just looks like my skin, but it just looks like I got a tan. So I love that. Like it does not look like I'm wearing any makeup at all. So when I want a really, really natural, I just want to look like my face is tan, I'll just put on face tanner and just like mascara and sometimes highlighter and just call it a day. That's like my favorite go-to right now. It's face tanner, highlighter, and mascara. If I do want a glow, because face tanner is very flat, if I do want a glow, I will mix in the Drunk Elephant Anti-Pollution Serum mixed in with my moisturizer, and that acts as like a tinted moisturizer without feeling like a foundation, and I love that. A lot of tinted moisturizers, like the Urban Decay One and Done and the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer, those are my two favorite TMs, but they have like a very makeup feel to them. They feel like a foundation. They feel like makeup. But the Drunk Elephant Anti-Pollution does not feel like makeup. It just feels like a tinted moisturizer without the makeup feel. So I love that. So those are my two go-tos when I don't want to wear makeup, but I want to have color on my face. And that's really the only reason that I wear foundation, is to have color, because I have pretty good skin. I'm really fortunate that I don't need to like cover up anything really. It's honestly just to give my face color. So I've been loving those two. For the most part, I just use the face tanner on my face. But if I want like pizzazz, I'll use the Drunk Elephant Anti-Pollution Serum. Okay, if I was, let's just say like I'm going to do my normal everyday routine, which is face tanner, and then I'll use a highlight. So the highlight that I'll use is one of two. It just depends on my mood that day. It's either the Becca Liquid Illuminator in, Moonstone? It's in Opal. Becca Liquid Illuminator in Opal, or Too Faced sent me these like face palettes, and they have highlighters in them. So I'll use the medium shade of the highlight, and I love that. It just gives a really, really natural glow. It just looks nice and dewy, and like I naturally have like glowing skin and I'm tan, which is the best. And then I won't curl my eyelashes, I won't do my brows, but I will put on a little bit of mascara. And I haven't been curling my eyelashes because it gives a super natural look, and I've been loving that. And you'll be so surprised, I've been using not Too Faced Better Than Sex, but the Lily Lashes XXX mascara. Gab Major, one of my instructors, put me onto this, and it is amazing. You can get it at Sephora, Lily Lashes XXX mascara. And then on my lips, I use the Too Faced Pillow Bomb, and that's been my everyday makeup routine. Face tanner, some sort of highlight, and mascara, and that's it. And it's literally the best. I'm obsessed with it. If, for whatever reason, I do feel like putting on foundation, my go-to foundation lately has been the L'Oreal Infallible. TikTok put me onto this. It's really amazing. I love it, and it's super affordable, and it gives great coverage. It doesn't transfer. It feels super natural. I think it looks really high coverage, but gives kind of like that natural look. It can get cakey if you put on way too much, so don't. Unless you want to be cakey, totally fine, then go for it. But I also find that I don't need a ton of this to like cover up my whole face, like just a little bit, and I'm good to go. So I really love that foundation. And then the other holy grail makeup product that I use every day whenever I do like makeup, not just like my normal quarantine makeup, but like makeup. Like today I put on makeup. I always use MAC Nylon. Everyone asks me what I put in my inner corner and under my brow bone. It's MAC Nylon. Forever and always will be, for the rest of my life. So yeah, that's my makeup. My skincare routine during quarantine has been pretty simple, but pretty effective if I do say so myself. So because I've been showering like 3 times a day, what it seems like, I just now take my makeup off in the shower as opposed to the sink with like a makeup wipe. So my skincare game has been impeccable these days. So I take off my makeup using coconut oil. It's the best. It makes my eyelashes really soft, and I actually think it's helping grow them. Don't quote me on that. I still use Babe Lash every single night for my lashes, but I feel like there's some magic in the coconut oil. There's got to be something. So after I take my makeup off, I then go in with a facial cleanser, and I've been using the First Aid Beauty face wash. I really like it. I've been using them for years. Really gentle, but really effective. And then I will use some sort of moisturizer, and this really just changes on what I have on hand. But the thing that I wanted to mention is that I've been mixing it in with a vitamin C serum. Now I just have like a random sample one from Sephora. But the Drunk Elephant one is like $80 and an investment. But when I run out of the random one that I'm using right now, I don't even know the brand. Like that's how random it is. I'm going to be purchasing the Drunk Elephant one. But I love what vitamin C has been doing to my skin. All right, that's the skin. Pretty simple there. Hair. Let's talk about hair. My hair is just sprouting out of my head. It's unbelievable. It's just growing and growing and growing. And that's been my goal. Like for the whole quarantine, I was like, all right, you know what? I don't have to put as much heat on my hair. I know that's a great thing to help your hair grow. So I'm just going to take advantage of this time and grow out my hair. So my hair has been growing super fast, not to brag, but like it's been insane. So what I'm doing, these are my hair secrets, and I'm going to do a video about this too, but you guys on the podcast, you're hearing it first. So don't tell the YouTube people, but you're welcome. Okay, so what I've been doing is I take vitamins every day for my hair. I have them in every house. I have them in my suburb house, my Philly house, and my beach house. So they are everywhere that I go.
So I use the Nature's Bounty Extra Strength Hair, Skin, and Nails Vitamins. Okay? That's the biggest secret. Then I also take fish oil every single day. I don't know if this actually helps, but in my mind it does. And I take minimum 2 scoops of collagen peptides every single day as well. That also sprouts hair out of your head. It's unbelievable. So those are the 3 things that I do every single day. Nature's Bounty, Extra Strength, Hair, Skin, Nail, Vitamins, fish oil, and collagen peptides. Do that, start that, and you will see results literally in like 2 weeks. In addition to that, I wash my hair 1 or 2 times a week. I try not to do it a lot, but if I want to, I do, but I try not to. Before I get in the shower, about 3 hours before I get in the shower, I put argan oil on my roots of my hair, and then I put coconut oil on the ends, and I do that once a week. If I wash my hair once a week, I just do it once a week. Cool. If I wash my hair twice a week, the second time that I wash my hair, I will put an Olaplex mask in my hair and I sleep in it. That's the secret, is to sleep in it. Normally you just wash it out in like 30 minutes, but I sleep in mine and I swear it just makes a world of difference. It repairs damage and damaged hair grows better. I mean, no, not damaged hair grows better. So I try and fix what I've done. Another thing, like I said, is I do minimal heat on my hair. I'll do heat maybe 1 or 2 times a day, or not a day, a week. And I'll just straighten it once and kind of just ride that out. I really only straighten it so that it gets like the puffy and frizziness out of it. But other than that, I don't really mind if it has like a little bit of body to it. It's cool. Last thing for my hair is I've been using scrunchies instead of hair ties. That's been kind of a big thing. Definitely less damage. And because I'm not doing as intense workouts where I need my hair completely out of my face, I don't mind if I have a scrunchie and I have to like redo it because I am able to do that. That's my hair secrets of how I've been growing my hair long. So you're welcome if you guys have been wondering. Get on it. These are literally the secrets, tricks of the trades. All right, let's get into self-tanner. I like doing tanner during quarantine because it makes me feel pretty. And, you know, feeling pretty makes me feel normal and makes me feel like I have my life together. When I'm pale, I just simply don't like how I look. When I'm tan, I simply love how I look. And that's that on that. And that's not going to change. So for my face, I use Isle of Paradise. I used to use Tan Lux. Then all of a sudden it stopped wanting to work on my face. So I switched over to Isle of Paradise and I like it so much more. I think it smells great. I think it gives you a great natural color and it gives you a little bit of a glow too, which the Tan Lux one didn't. So huge fan of Isle of Paradise. You can get it at Sephora. For my body, I really love the Tan Lux water in between big tanning sessions just to keep me having some color, and it's really easy, smells good, and I can put lotion over top of it too. But for an actual mousse, when I want to get like dark, I'll use the Loving Tan 2-Hour Express in the shade Dark, and I leave it on for like 14 hours. Even though it's 2 hours, I mean, if you get dark in 2 hours, imagine how dark you'll get in 14 hours. That's my logic. And it stays on for a long time, a couple of days at least for me. I can normally get like a week's worth out of it. And yeah, I really like it. And then just in between like my weeks, I will use the Tan Lux water on my body. And you can even use it on your face too. So been loving that. Getting ready, I do get ready. So some days I love being really, really natural and just like completely bumming it. And then other days I like having some glam, which is where I'll do like the face tanner, highlighter, and mascara. And then other days, like today, I love a full glam. And like today I have like foundation, concealer, bronzer, like all that stuff on. I even winged my eyeliner today. Crazy. It really just depends on the day. Some days being in full glam makes me super productive. Other days being in glam makes me want to just sit on the couch and hang out. Sometimes having no makeup on makes me want to be super productive. It really just depends on like my mood that day. And in quarantine, I've been learning to take it just like one day at a time. Because I'm so like, okay, well, if I wear makeup every single day, then I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m., do my makeup, like all these things like go on in my brain. But I'm learning to take it one day at a time and just roll with the punches and see where the day takes me. And that's been helping a ton. So, yeah. Also, I try to get ready in some regards of how I dress. Like right now, I'm just wearing a Lululemon shirt, leggings, and socks. But that's like getting ready because I changed out of my pajamas that day. Even if I'm wearing like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, changing to a different pair of sweatshirts and sweatpants helps me a ton. Like you don't have to put on like jeans. God forbid you do not have to put on jeans. I certainly would never, but you can just switch out of like different leggings to make yourself like feel a little bit better, just to make it feel like you got ready. You can even switch your socks, like the littlest things just make it feel like you're getting ready for the day. And that's what makes you feel super sane. Let's talk nails right after this commercial break. Okay, so as we know, nail salons have been closed, which has been awful for all of us. So what I've been doing, which I never thought that I would do, is I'm wearing press-on nails. So I am using the Kiss Acrylic Natural Press-Ons, and I have to say I really like them. I think they look good. They were $6, which makes me wonder why I pay $45 every time I get my nails done when I can get a full set for $6. And they stay on pretty well. I've had to buy glue to fix a couple of them, but it's really like the same fingernails that keep falling off. So I guess I just like use them the most. But yeah, for the most part, I like them. I think they look pretty good. You can paint them if you want. I didn't. I just like left them natural. But I just need some sort of nail. I can't do like the no nail thing. I just don't feel like myself. So I feel like myself with nails. So I'm making Kiss press-on nails a priority, and I'm really glad that I do that because I just feel much better when I have my nails on. So I feel good with my nails, and that's pretty much all that I have about nails. I tried like the whole like just painting them thing, but it does not work for me. A lot of people are also doing like that dip stuff that you can get at CVS. I just would rather do the press-ons and let my girl Susan handle my dip when life returns. So yeah, I'm just doing press-on nails. Daily routines. I try my best to stick to some sort of a daily routine. So waking up early gives me a sense of purpose in the day. When I sleep until 10, I'm like, oh, now what? You know, like it's already so late in the day. Like now what do I do? So waking up early gives me a sense of purpose. And I really, really thrive off that. Another thing is I really try to eat around the same time every day. Even if it's like not the same foods, eating around the same time just helps keep my body on some sort of a schedule and helps keep it regulated and just makes me feel normal. I think back to high school when, you know, I woke up at the same time every day. I was eating lunch at the same time every day. I'd get home from school at the same time every day. And I'd have dinner around the same time. That was just such a good schedule for my body to be on. So I've been kind of trying to develop a schedule of just times that I eat at home too. And I'm obviously not crazy about it. Like if I normally eat at like 2:30 and I'm not hungry, I just eat when I'm hungry. But yeah, that definitely has been helping me a lot. Another thing is just having coffee in the morning. That trigger of my mind of like, okay, I'm making a cup of coffee. I'm going to sit down and read is just kind of a catalyst to start my morning for me. And I find it really beneficial and really helpful. Another thing that I want to get into a whole other episode is sticking to a morning and night routine. I'm going to do a whole episode about that during quarantine and also life after quarantine. But I've been trying my best to stick to somewhat of a normal morning and night routine, and it's been helping a ton. Let's move on to books. What am I doing during this time? I've been reading a lot and I've been loving to read. So just some books that I recommend in general. Where the Crawdads Sing, it's amazing, really, really cute. Also, You, Me, and the Sea, another really cute, easy book, and it will kind of put you in the right mindset for summer too because it like takes place on like a beach and stuff, and I just really like it. So You, Me, and the Sea has been helping a lot. Another book that I just downloaded the other day was The Glass House, and I'm really excited to read that. I'm only on like the first chapter. I started and then literally like fell asleep. So haven't gotten that far in that, but I think I'm going to dig into that book later tonight. So I'm really excited for that. Another book that I finished during this quarantine was called Grit by Angela Duckworth, and that was really great. Definitely has good tips in it. Part one and two were super beneficial to me, and I really took what she said and applied it to my life, and it's definitely made a huge impact. I read The One Thing, which I could not recommend more. If you are going to read any book in the world during quarantine, I would highly recommend The One Thing. It has completely changed everything for me. Huge game changer. I think I'm going to do a whole episode about it. It really is amazing. So let's do like a book club sort of deal. Here's what I promise you guys. Next week, I will do an episode on The One Thing. So before then, read the book. It does not take long to read. If you sit down, you can read the whole thing in one sitting. If you devote 2 or 3 hours to it, it will absolutely change your life in any aspect. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to have a business to love this book. It just talks about priorities and making the most use of your time while having time for other things you care about too. It's such a great book. Could not recommend it more. So that's called The One Thing. Read it and then we'll talk about it next week. The other self-help book that I want to get into is called Mindset. And when I drive home from the beach, I'm going to listen to that on an audio format. So that's going to be my next book. All right. Last things I don't want to talk about that make me feel somewhat normal are my workouts. So my workouts, I do them when I can. I move because it's important and it's a part of my routine, not because I feel like I have to, not because I feel like I'm obligated to, not because I feel the pressure of when we come out of this, it's going to be summer and I should be looking a certain way. That's not why I'm doing it. And shifting your mindset to moving because you should be or because you can or to celebrate it is going to be really beneficial. So whenever I do choose to work out that day, I do one of three things. Number one, Stride offers at-home workouts. If you guys want to check those out, our Instagram, Stride Spin and Fitness, has all of them. So we do the at-home workouts. Another thing that I've been doing is I've been going on runs, which has been, some days it's fun, some days I don't like it, but I do what I can. And the last thing that I've been doing is CrossFit workout of the days. I love those because they're short and they're super effective and I can just go to the studio and knock them out. So guys, one more ad break, and then we're gonna wrap it all up. Guys, those are the things that keep me feeling normal during this quarantine, whether it's makeup, hair, products, books, whatever it is, this is what makes me feel somewhat normal during quarantine and feel like I am still myself. If you guys would be so kind, I would love it if you join the Facebook group and tell all the people in there, which there are 6,000 of you guys in there, which is so crazy. Let the people know what makes you feel sane, what makes you feel normal, what products are you loving, what makeup are you loving, what do you do every day? Tell us your secrets to help others through this. We are all in this together, so don't hold out on us. Let us know. Guys, I hope you have the best rest of your Monday. Remember, it's a new week today, so try your best to make the most of it and stay positive. Remember, this does not last forever. There will be something on the other side of this. I absolutely promise you. And yeah, I'm with you guys, and we're all in this together. So I love you guys. Stay safe, stay home, stay sane. And I'll talk to you guys next month.